And let's read together from God's Word. If you want to go ahead and take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 8, that's going to be our landing point during this time, and you'll already be there, and then you'll be ready when the message comes. So if you want to go ahead, if you can do double duty, you can be turning and standing all at the same time, and I will be amazed. I'm amazed. First place that we're going is to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 say this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. You know, that's one of the old hymns of the first church. What a great place for us to start. Let me share a second verse with you. This is in the book of Galatians in chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse number 4, the Bible says, But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And then our primary text for today is Romans chapter 8 and verse number 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. A beautiful, wonderful verse. Let me ask you to have a seat, if you will. You can hold your place right there in Romans chapter 8. And I want to introduce somebody to you this morning. Roseanne Dupree has been with us in our fellowship for several months. Absolutely, and have enjoyed that. And I've gotten to hear Roseanne's story. Really, I guess as in full as anybody, I guess, has heard that in public. But I've asked her today to give you just a glimpse of what her story is. Hopefully to wet your whistle just a little bit, because you're going to want to hear the whole thing. God's faithfulness and God's graciousness in her life is absolutely amazing. And you'll see how it fits in those verses that I just read for you. Roseanne, come on.
Good morning. I am delighted to be with you. I also am delighted to have my daughter with me today, Leanne, and I hope you will get to meet her after the service. And I want to thank Brother Tim for the opportunity to share with you this morning about my adoption. He, as already has mentioned, that he will be speaking on Romans 8:15. He will be speaking about or preaching about spiritual adoption. I want to stand here this morning and be a voice for you for physical adoption. And as he mentioned, I shared this story with him a while back. I call my story Twice Bought, Twice Adopted, God's Amazing Grace and Answered Prayer. My story has many crooks and turns over a period of 70 years. The story is much too long to share this morning. Usually takes about an hour. I got just a few minutes here. So I'm going to give you just a few quick snapshots of what my life has been like, how God has worked in my life. I hope you will see, as I speak, a thread of God's grace and how persistent prayer works. I was born out of wedlock in 1934. Yes, I'm 81 now. I was adopted into a godly Christian home in Fitzgerald, Georgia, at the age of 3 months. I had been born in Atlanta. I was not legally adopted. Mom and Dad bought me on what I heard was the gray market, and they paid $100 for me. They bought me from a boarding home for babies in Atlanta. This was the height of the Depression, and it seemed to them like $1 million. They had lost 3 children, and they had waited 8 years, and they so wanted to have a baby. They stepped out in faith and God's grace, and they brought me home. Mom and Dad were members of the First Baptist Church of Fitzgerald, Georgia. I gave my heart to Jesus Christ at age 9. I didn't know doctrine, but I did know Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us, you have been bought with a price. Jesus paid for my sins on a cruel cross. Mom and Dad had paid $100 for me. Truly, I have been twice bought. My dad worked for the Atlantic Coastline Railroad, and in 1945, he was transferred to Manchester, Georgia. I was in the 5th grade. A problem developed. I had no birth certificate to give my teacher. I now know that these were anxious days for my parents as they dealt with defects. With the assistance of a lawyer from Fitzgerald and friends, my parents were able to obtain an official birth certificate. My adoption was now considered legal. God's grace continued. I now had been adopted twice. Once by Mom and Dad, and once by Jesus Christ when he adopted me into his kingdom. Ephesians 1:5 says, he predestined us to adoption, referring to spiritual, as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. In the early years, I would often look into the mirror and ask myself, who are you? And the answer was quickly to come. At this time in my life, I was about 12. We had moved to a different home, and I was rambling through one of Mother's dresser drawers while she was out. You know, didn't you do that? And found an envelope that was labeled, to whom it may concern. Of course I opened it. I was concerned. It was a birth certificate. I knew it was mine. I learned that my mother's maiden name was Doris, and she had named me Anne. My father was listed as unknown. I carefully put the paper back into the envelope, and I never told my parents. In 1952, I graduated from high school, and that summer I rededicated my life to Jesus Christ, and I took as my life verse Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God had provided a Christian home for me, and he had led me and would lead me in the next couple of years to a Christian education. I received a scholarship to Tift College for South Georgia. In 1958, I graduated from Tift College with an AB degree in Bible. Again, God's grace. I was hired that summer by Devoted Baptist Church, a small church in Griffin, Georgia, as educational director, organist, and secretary. In 1959, through a phone call from Mom, I learned that she had found my biological mother. I did not know she was looking. By that time, I had been dating Alfred Dupree of America's Georgia for 5 years, and we were very close to an engagement. Mom later told me that she felt Alfred needed to know more about me. Mother was a woman born before her time. I always thought of her as a mover and a shaker. Can you imagine an adoptive mother searching for her child's biological mother? That night, I learned that when I was 2.5 years old, my biological parents married, and they had a daughter and a son, Anne and Frank. Anne is 7 years younger than myself, and Frank is 9 years younger than myself. My biological father had died in 1953 at age 59 with a sudden heart attack. Mom and Doris, over the next few months, became close letter writing and phone friends. Doris so wanted us to come to Louisville, Georgia. That's where they were from. Details were worked out and the trip planned. This is where a big curve comes into my story and to my life. Doris did not want Anne and Frank to know about me. There was disappointment. There was hurt. The overnight trip was made, and I met my brother Frank, who was 15 then. He did not have a clue who I was. We were introduced as friends. My sister Anne had married and was in Germany with her military husband. I never really got any one-on-one time with Doris. Alfred and I married in July of 1960 in Griffin, Georgia. Doris and Frank attended as guests of my family at the wedding. Frank did not even realize that he was at the wedding of his sister. From the time in 1959 that I learned that I had a real brother and sister, I prayed every night on my knees that I would come to know them and that we could have a good relationship and that I could be at peace with this. Little did I know that I would pray every night for 4 to 5 years on my knees for that prayer to be answered. We are told to pray without ceasing. Now, I'm going to take a giant step because of time. I learned by reading the obituaries in Augusta Chronicle that my biological mother died in 1982. In the spring of 2004, my son-in-law, Rick, set me down, and he said, "Rose, it's time for your brother and sister to know you." My response was, "Oh, no, I could never hurt them." I was just before having my 70th birthday. Rick answered, "In the light of eternity, they are going to know anyway. I asked him to give me some more prayer time to be assured that this was God's will. I didn't want to hurt them. I gave my permission a little time later, and Rick became my intermediary to find Ann and Frank. We put a few clues together, and Rick contacted the pastor. I've always thought it needed to go through the church. A pastor at First Baptist Church in Louisville, Georgia, Reverend Larry Montgomery. After he and Rick had talked for a while, Brother Larry asked, "What is her brother's name?" When Rick said Frank Etheridge, Brother Larry got quiet and he was in shock. He came back on the phone and he said that Frank Etheridge was a deacon in his church and one of his best friends. Is that God's grace? Is that God's grace? After a few months, with much time spent in prayer, on October the 13th, 2004, Brother Larry sat down with my brother and told him he had a sister other than Anne. Frank says that all he felt was an overwhelming joy. Frank went directly to Anne with the news. Frank called me later that day, and his first words were, "Roseanne, all these wasted years." In closing, Alfred and I went to Louisville and met Anne and Frank on November the 5th, 2004. They walked out the door of the First Baptist Church and greeted me with open arms. I believe I could hear a heavenly choir singing Amazing Grace. That was nearly 12 years ago. Frank and I have the best relationship. He comes to see me several times a year. He calls me every Sunday night at 9 o'clock without fail. And we talk a long time. Anne and I are in communication. We are not as close as I am to Frank, but I've kept the lines open, and I would love for that to grow. She has some difficulties in her life. Twice adopted continues to be God's story. One of his amazing grace and his faithfulness in answering my prayer. My beloved Alfred died last year, but I am now at a place of peace and joy, and God continues to surprise me daily with his amazing grace. Thank you.